Morning Watch, Living in the Reality of the Kingdom of God, Week 6, Being Watchful in Life and Faithful in Service. Tuesday, Related Verses, Ephesians 5, verses 17 to 19. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is, and do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissoluteness, but be filled in spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and psalming with your heart to the Lord. Matthew 25, verse 9. But the prudent answered, saying, Perhaps there will not be enough for us and for you. Go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves. Revelation 3, verse 18. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined by fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness may not be manifested, and eye salve to anoint your eyes that you may see. Zechariah 4, verse 6. And he answered and spoke to me, saying, This is the word of Jehovah to Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says Jehovah of hosts. Colossians 3, verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to God. 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17. All scripture is God-breathed and profitable for teaching, for conviction, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, fully equipped for every good work. Related reading. Matthew 25, verse 9 says, The prudent answered, saying, Perhaps there will not be enough for us and for you. Go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves. We may borrow many things, but we cannot borrow the infilling of the Holy Spirit. This is like eating. No one can eat for you. Having the filling of the Holy Spirit is obtained at a cost, such as giving up the world, dealing with the self, loving the Lord above all, and counting all things lost for Christ. If we do not pay this price today, we will have to pay it after we are resurrected. Those who do not pay the price do not have the extra portion of the Holy Spirit. Eventually, the foolish virgins will realize that they need to love the Lord with all their heart and soul. They will see that they need to give up the world and deal with the self. We have the Holy Spirit in our regenerated spirit, but there is a question as to whether or not we have an extra portion of the Holy Spirit in our soul, saturating our being. The problem was not with the lamps of the virgins. Even the lamps of the five foolish virgins were burning. The fact that their lamps were going out proves that their lamps were lighted, having oil in them, but not having an adequate supply. They did not have the extra portion of the oil in their vessels. By reading the context of Matthew 25, verses 1 to 13, we can see that to be watchful is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. If we are not being filled all day long, we are not being watchful. This is serious. As saved believers, we should be people who are watching all the time by being filled with the Spirit. Every day our lamp is burning, and every day our soul, our being, is filled with the extra portion of the Holy Spirit. This Spirit is the saturating Spirit, which we need to allow to saturate our entire being from within our spirit, to reach and even to penetrate our soul. Then we are surely watchful persons, getting ourselves ready for His coming back. We Christians have two kinds of statuses before the Lord. We are virgins in life, and we are slaves for our service to the Lord. We must be watchful in life and faithful in service to be ready at our Lord's return. If we do mean business with the Lord's present-day move, we must be filled with the Spirit every morning of every day. We need to confess our sins, but we also need to pay the price. The Spirit who came into our spirit was given freely, but the saturating Spirit to fill our entire being, especially our soul, is not free. It is something that we have to pay the price for, that we have to buy. When we as sinners repented and confessed our sins and believed in the Lord Jesus, we immediately got regenerated and the Spirit was given to us freely. But daily, we need His filling, His saturating, from our spirit to penetrate our soul. We need to pay the price. Many of us love our beds more than the Lord. In our daily life, we may love a lot of things. Even though these things may not be sinful, they are replacements of the Lord. We may not give our first love to Him, but to many other things. Now we have to drop all these other things, which means that we have to pay the price to get ourselves ready. Has your being been saturated with the Spirit? Are you living? Are you being filled? Are you watching all day? Are you praying? Are you getting into His Word every day and remaining in fellowship with Him? You may say that you are tired and that you do not have the time, but you may have a lot of time to make phone calls and to gossip. Why would you not spend 10 minutes for prayer? You may talk on the telephone for over an hour and yet not have 5 minutes for prayer.